Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, February 17th, 2023. I'm Rich Stravolino. The Reserve Bank of India approved 32 entities to operate as online payment aggregators. This includes Google, Amazon Pay, and Razor Pay. With this approval, these services can onboard and accept payments for digital merchants. Tile announced a new anti-theft mode feature, which keeps a tracker from being detected by anyone other than its owner. Typical Tile trackers can be detected with the app's scan and secure feature. To opt into the anti-theft mode, users must register using multi-factor authentication, including biometric data and a government ID. Tile's terms of service say it can disclose this information to law enforcement at its discretion if it suspects illegal activity. Reuters sources say Tencent abandoned its virtual reality hardware plans and made significant cuts to its extended reality or XR unit. The company reportedly forecast it wouldn't achieve profitability with its XR unit until at least 2027, with the unit showing a lack of promising games for the hardware in development. A Tencent spokesperson said it did not disband the XR unit. YouTube CEO Susan Wojcicki announced in a letter to staff she's stepping down from her role after 9 years and will be replaced by Neil Mohan, her longtime number two at YouTube since 2015. Wojcicki says she'll start a new chapter focused on my family, health, and personal projects I'm passionate about. TikTok announced a series of live trivia games. The rounds will be live streamed each day on the official TikTok account between February 22nd and the 26th, with a $500,000 cash prize pool to be split between winners who are at least 18 years old and in the U.S. TikTok creator James Henry will host the trivia rounds. Ad Age also reports TikTok quietly launched a shop pilot in the U.S. to capitalize on the hashtag TikTok made me buy it hashtag trend. PacSun and Revolve are said to be among the pilot brands. Fitbit will remove support for its open groups, challenges, and adventure features from its app as of March 27th, saying the features had limited use with its users. It will also shut down its Fitbit Studio, its tool for creating apps and watch faces. It will still support app creation with its command line interface. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission filed a lawsuit against the crypto firm Terraform Labs and its co-founder Do Kwon, claiming they sold unregistered securities, including its Terra USD stablecoin. The SEC also accused Terraform of misleading investors about the stability of its stablecoin's ability to peg one-to-one to the U.S. dollar. Bloomberg sources say federal prosecutors in Manhattan and the Commodity Futures Trading Commission also began investigations into Terraform. Janko Rotgers reported on a new Meta job post for a smart glasses product manager. The listing indicates Meta is working on experiences using voice recognition. Meta's Ray-Ban Stories glasses offer some basic voice functionality, like taking photos or making calls. According to documents seen by Rotgers, Meta began testing the ability for the glasses to offer proactive reminders based on a user's location or based on changing conditions, things like weather. Lenovo saw its biggest revenue drop in 14 years, down 24% in its fiscal Q3 on the year to $15.3 billion. CEO Yang Yuan King said this came as the entire PC and mobile market saw a severe downturn, with the company looking to reduce expenses and be more efficient. Given what we've seen from other PC makers, this likely means job cuts. MediaTek announced a new mid-range mobile SoC, the Dimensity 7200. It's built on a 4-nanometer process, offers two high-performance Cortex A715 CPU cores, six efficiency Cortex A510 cores, an updated AI processing unit, an integrated 5G modem, and supports Wi-Fi 6E and Bluetooth LE audio. Its ISP can support up to a 200-megapixel camera sensor, record two HD video streams at once, and shoot 4K HDR video. The first devices with it should launch by the end of March. The Entertainment Software Association plans to hold its E3 gaming show in June, its first live event since 2019. Ubisoft CEO Yves Guillemot caused some confusion on this front, saying on its earnings call, "If E3 happens, we will be there," leading some to question if the event was still up in the air. ReadPop organizes the show, and its president Lance Fensterman reiterated the event is full speed ahead. And finally, Apple Silicon Mac can do a lot of things better than their Intel antecedents, but lost support for boot camp, making running Windows on the machines much more complicated. That's changing with the release of Parallels Desktop version 18, which is now an authorized solution to run Windows 11 on Apple Silicon Macs in a virtual machine. The release allows for downloading and installing Windows 11 with a single click and handles Windows secure boot requirements with a virtual TPM paired with Apple Silicon. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.